Sports. Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In girls' state high school basketball action last night, it was Bedford advancing to the 1A state championship game in their third state tournament appearance. It's the first chance Bedford has had to win a title, as the third-ranked Bulldogs got great balance on offense, playing solid defense, and beat number 9 Lamar's Galen Catholic 45-36 to get into the title match. Bedford held Galen Catholic to one field goal during a 14-minute stretch while building a 9-point lead, and then held off the Jays' comeback attempts down the stretch. Savannah Thornton led Bedford with 11 points. Kayla Raymond scored 10 with 12 rebounds, and Kayla Lindenmeyer added 9 points for the Bulldogs. Next up for Bedford will be North Mahaska. They'll get a chance to write a perfect ending to their dream season, as junior Mallory Boyle led a game-changing run in the third quarter as the top-ranked Warhawks advanced to the 1A title game with a 46-38 win over number 5 West Sioux last night. More title game appearances will be decided today at the state tourney. In Class 2A, the semifinals get underway at noon with top-ranked Odebolt Arthur BCIG facing off against Western Christian, and that'll be followed at 1:45 this afternoon by Pella Christian battling third-ranked IKM Manning. Then tonight in the 3A semifinals at 6 o'clock, Bishop Helan Catholic will face off against MOC Floyd Valley, and at 7:45, it'll be Ballard battling Davenport Assumption, the winners of those games advancing to the state championship games. Also yesterday, the 4A first-round action got finished up. It was Iowa City West beating Iowa City High 55-52. Waukee down Mason City 49-47. Ankeny over Cedar Rapids Xavier 39-25. And also Southeast Polk, a winner over Ames 56-37. All those winners moving on to the second round, the semifinals. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its girls basketball all-conference selections for the 2011-12 season yesterday. There were two unanimous picks on the first team. One of them, Morgan Lucy of Glenwood, led her team to a state tournament berth. The senior center was one of the top scorers and rebounders in the conference this year. Chelsea Van Ness of Denison, a junior guard, also was a unanimous first-team pick. Other first-team selections include Lexi Fisher of Glenwood, Delaney Higgins, and Paige Flores of Lewis Central. Lexi Albrecht and Carrie Potoff of Kemper Catholic, Gabby French of Red Oak, and Kaylee Boo of Clarinda all were first-team selections. Second-team selections include Glenwood's Grace Newman and Lexi Moreno, also Kemper Catholic's Maddie Dries, Shenandoah's Serena Parker, Liz Seeleman and Aubrey Norville, both of Lewis Central, Josie Esser of Harlan, and Bailey Ellerbeck of Denison. Among the honorable mention selections this year, Atlantic's Paige Cannon, senior point guard, and senior forward Alex Hartwig of the Trojans, both were honorable mention picks. They're joined on the honorable mention list by Caitlin Briley of Creston, Madison Frayne of Creston, Sarah Cones of Harlan, Kate Walker of Red Oak, Alyssa Renner of Denison, Brianna Viss of Harlan, Haley Lembrick of Shenandoah, and Allison Carr of Clarinda all were honorable mention selections. In men's college hoops last night, Matt Gaten scored 8 of his 16 points during a 4-minute stretch when Iowa broke open the game, and the Hawkeyes went on to defeat Nebraska 62-53 last night. Iowa's won 5 of its last 8 games. A home win over Northwestern Saturday would give the Hawkeyes a .500 conference record for the first time in 5 years. Nebraska, which ends the regular season Saturday at Minnesota, has lost 7 of their last 8. After Gaten's hit a 3-pointer, Caleb Walker charged up the crowd, storming the baseline for a dunk to pull the Cornhuskers within 2, but Roy Marble scored his first basket of the night on a jumper to start a 15-3 Iowa burst. He and Bryce Cartwright had 11 points each to help lead the Hawkeyes. They're now 16-14 overall, 8-9 in Big Ten conference play. Iowa State entered Wednesday night's game against number 7 Missouri on a 3-game winning streak, propelled by 3-point shooting and Royce White on the inside. Throughout the first half and much of the second, though, against Missouri, the Cyclones looked like they could make it 4 in a row and sneak into a tie for second place in the Big 12 with a game left. But White scored the last of his 20 points with 12 minutes remaining, as Iowa State fell 78-72 to the Tigers after only making 4 of its final 15 shots from the field. Michael Dixon scored 21 to lead 5 Missouri players in double figures. It was Mizzou's 13th Big 12 win, the most in school history, as they prepare to leave for the Southeastern Conference next season. Cyclones committed 15 turnovers, which Missouri converted into 16 points in that game, as Iowa State falls to 21-9 overall. They're 11-6 in Big 12 conference play. Elsewhere in top 25 play last night, Jared Sullinger has allowed Ohio State to stay in contention for a share of the Big Ten title. The 10th-ranked Buckeyes blew a 13-point lead in the second half before Sullinger drained a turnaround with 3.1 seconds left to beat Northwestern 75-73. He finished with 22 points and 18 rebounds, while teammate Deshaun Thomas added 19 points and 10 boards. Also last night, North Carolina senior Tyler Zeller is a winner in his final game at the Smith Center. Zeller hit 20 of 23 free throws and finished with 30 points as the 6th-ranked Tar Heels blasted Maryland 88-64. Also in the top 25, Marquette's 5-game win streak is over after Jaquan Parker scored a career-high 28 points, leading Cincinnati to a 72-61 win against the 8th-ranked Golden Eagles. Dorian Green scored 14 of his 16 points in the second half, fueling Colorado State's comeback in a 66-59 win over number 17 UNLV. Also last night, South Florida took a big step toward an NCAA berth, downing 19th-ranked Louisville 58-51. San Diego State was a 66-53 winner over Boise State behind Jamal Franklin's 18 points and 12 rebounds. And also last night, number 23 Temple beat Massachusetts 90-88 in overtime. In women's college hoops, Iowa State rolled over Kansas State, outscoring the Wildcats 36-16 in the second half in a 57-33 Big 12 win Wednesday in Hilton Coliseum on senior night. The victory, which is the school's first ever on February 29th, moved Iowa State into fourth place in the Big 12 by virtue of sweeping K-State this season. Iowa State's defense limited Kansas State to 29% shooting. The Wildcats' 33-point scoring total was the fewest Iowa State has conceded in a conference game in the Big 12 era. Nikki Moody led the Cyclones with 15 points, including a trio of three-pointers. Hallie Christofferson tallied 14 points, along with a team-high 8 rebounds, and Lauren Mansfield had 13 points. Iowa State will finish up their regular Big 12 season on Saturday in Waco, Texas, against top-ranked Baylor. In NBA action last night, Oklahoma City beat Philadelphia 92-88, Orlando downing Washington 102-95, Detroit over Charlotte 109-94, New York outscored Cleveland 120-103, Golden State over Atlanta 85-82. It was Boston downing Milwaukee 102-96, Memphis 96-85 over Dallas, Toronto beat New Orleans 95-84, Chicago down San Antonio 96-89, Utah topping Houston 104-83, Denver 104-95 over Portland, and the LA Lakers a 104-85 winner over Minnesota. In the National Hockey League last night, Pittsburgh wins a shootout against Dallas 4-3, Chicago down Toronto 5-4, Buffalo over Anaheim 2-0, and St. Louis 5-2 over Edmonton. Iowa State has released the details of its 10-year, $20 million contract extension with coach Paul Rhodes. That deal, which includes a number of incentives for Rhodes, was released Wednesday to the Associated Press. Rhodes, the head football coach, will earn a base salary of $1.6 million, which increases by $100,000 each year, starting in 2013. Rhodes is also due one-time payments of $300,000 in 2015 and 2018. Rhodes will earn $200,000 for each year the Cyclones win 7 or more regular season games, $100,000 for reaching a bowl game, and if the Cyclones finish in the top 25. Rhodes is due $250,000 if Iowa State ties or wins the Big 12's regular season title. Rhodes, though, would owe Iowa State $1 million if he leaves for another Division I or NFL head coaching job. The Minnesota Vikings and state and local representatives are finally ready to bring forward a legislative proposal to build a new stadium for the team. A news conference is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning to detail that proposal. A person in on the negotiation said anonymously that the stadium would be built near the team's current Metrodome site. The person said the Vikings would pay more than 50% of construction and operating costs, would be required to stay for at least 30 years, and that no new local or state taxes would be imposed. Negotiators have been working for weeks on a plan for a new stadium. Any new deal needs approval from the legislature and the Minneapolis City Council. In NFL news, Hines Ward will leave the Pittsburgh Steelers after accumulating 1,000 receptions for 12,083 yards and 85 receiving touchdowns in 14 seasons with the team. Steelers president Art Rooney II said on the team's website that Ward would be released sometime in the next 2 weeks. Ward helped the Steelers win 2 Super Bowls and 3 AFC championships while earning 4 Pro Bowl selections. The NFL says the Arizona Cardinals will play the New Orleans Saints on August 5th to kick off the preseason in the Hall of Fame game. Last season's Hall of Fame game was canceled because of the NFL lockout. In racing news, NASCAR has suspended crew chief Chad Knaus for 6 races and fined him $100,000 because Jimmy Johnson's car failed an inspection before the season-opening Daytona 500. NASCAR also suspended car chief Ron Malik for 6 races. Johnson was docked 25 points after his 42nd place finish in the season opener and heads to Phoenix for this weekend's race with minus 23 points. Hendrick Motorsports says it plans to appeal that penalty. In baseball news, Pirates pitcher A.J. Burnett was struck in the face by a batted ball as he hit during a bunting drill on Wednesday, and he'll fly from the team's spring training complex to Pittsburgh to have his right eye examined by team doctors. Burnett was injured when the ball hit his right temple near the eye. A dazed Burnett dropped into a crouch near home plate. The Pirates acquired the 35-year-old Burnett on the eve of spring training in a 3-player trade with the New York Yankees. Before the injury, Burnett was expected to be the Pirates' starter on opening day. Phillies first baseman Ryan Howard missed workouts again on Wednesday after a procedure Monday to remove an infection around his surgically repaired Achilles tendon. Howard had the original surgery in October and took part in workouts when camp opened, but he stopped after batting practice Saturday and left the team Monday to see the doctor who performed the original operation. Postseason stars David Freese and Alan Craig were among 25 players to accept one-year contracts with the Cardinals. Freese will make $508,000 if he stays with the team the entire season, just $28,000 more than the major league minimum. Craig accepted a $495,000 package. Seattle Mariners manager Eric Wedge says there is considerable concern about a pectoral injury suffered by starting center fielder Franklin Gutierrez. Wedge said that Gutierrez was back in Seattle, meeting with a team doctor and looking over an MRI of that injury.